The Saints and the Cats for Camera Electronic around the grounds. Early stages of that one. We'll be heading there very shortly. But right now we have to go into the Fremantle Dockers rooms because one of the young star defenders in Hayden Young joined us on the line now. Hayden, thanks so much for your time. A very important win for your season. You lock in finals for the first time in 6 years, which is a great milestone to reach.
It is, yeah. It's something that we've been building towards all year. And we got off to a strong start and there's a few speed bumps along the way, but I think tonight we got back to playing some of our better footy and we want to be doing that at this time of the year and hopefully we can build some momentum off tonight.
Hayden, well done. Is that the way you've been training all week? As I say, you're going to go and back and trust what you were doing earlier in the season because you'd skipped away from that over the last 6 or 8 weeks.
Yeah, we lost our way a little bit just with our contest method and probably our ball movement at times. So, tonight we wanted to keep energy in the ball. Want to be really strong in the contest, provide good balance so that we could expose them on the outside. Yeah, and I thought we did that. I thought we controlled the ball. We still made a few errors, and we weren't perfect, but it's good that we took some risk and we were rewarded.
Have you had a debrief with Justin as yet? And if so, well, it would have been short, I know, but what was the message to concentrate on between now and getting home?
He thought that our preparation from last week's performance leading into tonight was really good and we want more of that. We want to keep being really balanced throughout the week, review the game strongly and look at areas to improve. And we thought tonight was a strong performance and we want to build off this and we want to keep getting better at some components of tonight that we got right.
You obviously knew that the Dogs were going to be very competitive with the contested ball. So the structure behind the centre square was very, very important and it played into your hands, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did. We knew that, they're a really good midfield group. And in the little circle, they're really strong. So we knew it was going to be critical that we went to work and we tried to match their intensity, but we had to... Yeah, maintain balance on the outside so that we could access our numbers and drive at the game. And also, it was really important that we won contests behind the ball because, when they're playing their best footy, their key forwards are winning contests and having shots and goals. So it was really critical that we got that done tonight. And I think we were pretty good down back defensively. We probably got beaten at ground level, but we didn't allow them to have those marks as much as they wanted to.
Rory Lobb kicked 4 goals tonight. Hayden, he was a great target inside 50.
He was. And I think he benefited from our good ball movement and we had some really good entries where we were able to lower our eyes. And in the past few weeks, we've probably been blazing away a bit and kicking to him when he had to compete with a pack of players. And tonight he was able to get some space and we were able to lower our eyes and hit him up. And he finished his work, which is really good.
Disappointment, though, for Matt Taberner. Looked to be injured again, obviously subbed out of the game. Is it a calf problem, do you know? How's he going?
Yeah, I think it's a little calf. I'm not sure. Not sure how bad it is, but he seemed in good spirits and he was happy that we got the win. And hopefully he can recover well and be back soon.
He's had a tough run, though, hasn't he? I mean, he's picked up quite a number of injuries and hasn't been able to have a consistent period of play this season.
Yeah, he has. It's been challenging for him. And quite often when you are constantly reconditioning your body, it can be hard to get back to full fitness. But he's a really professional athlete and he'll work really hard to get his body right. He'll be disappointed that it hasn't held up as much as he'd like. But as long as he keeps working hard and can get back on the park towards the end of the year, we saw glimpses tonight that he was back at his best and we want him out there.
Hey, Youngie, I like Nathan O'Driscoll, mate. Not a bad little comeback by the young fella. And I love the running goal, mate. Little pass out of the middle of the ground and he runs forward and he nailed it again. He's done that a few times in his short career.
He has, yeah. He's a really exciting prospect for us. And we love the run and drive that he provides. And he's pretty good in front of goal, which is handy. So he had a great game tonight and it was really good to see him back playing footy.
Derby next week is going to be a big one.
It shall. It's always a big game for us and we really look forward to these games where it's going to be our home game and we're going to have a packed out house to send off Dave. Well, hopefully it's not the last time we play at Optus, but last home and away game for Dave at Optus, which will be pretty special and we're looking forward to getting back home and playing in front of our home crowd.
Why is he retiring? He was looking unbelievable out there again tonight. A couple of those passes inside 50 were lethal.
Oh no, he's finishing on a high, which I think he's happy with. And yeah, we're just doing all that we can to get the result at the end of the year that he's looking for.
Well, great stuff, Hayden. Really appreciate your time. Have a good flight back. We look forward to the Derby next week. Thanks for your time on 6PR Footy.
All right, thanks, guys.